TD Jakes participates in Satanic One World Together at Home event. And Christian trauma counselor from Southern Baptist Seminary says that you can be pro-baby murder and Christian. Stay with us as we look at these and other stories on the 5:11 News.
Now, there are two kinds of people in the world, only two kinds, not black and white, not rich and poor. There are those who are dead in sin, and there are those who are dead to sin.
After three nights of unbridled lawlessness across London, the contagion is spreading.
The problem is that God has already judged this. He has judged murder already. I don't need to question it. I don't need to ask and wonder what his plan is.
We're commanded as Christians not to participate in the works of darkness, but expose them.
Welcome back to the 5:11 News. I'm your host, Chad Davidson of Good Fight Ministries. And on today's episode, we have a couple of topics, and these ones are dealing more inside of Christendom, because I think a lot of times that's the stuff that should be easily talked about. That's the first thing we need to do as blood-bought believers. The Bible is very, very clear that we need to keep our house clean, okay? We need to judge those inside of the church, okay? We need to make judgments on those inside of the church and make sure that what we are doing and what those who proclaim Christ are doing is accurate and according to Scripture. And I think that that's one of the biggest problems inside the church, is that a lot of people are simply not paying attention. And I will also say, they don't always do it in love. And I'm not saying we're absolutely perfect in that. Sometimes, I'm just going to be honest with you, when I hear rank, disgusting heresy that sends people to hell, my blood boils. It's something that it bothers me. You know, where, just as Paul said, you know, there was this, you know, jealousy he had for the churches and making sure that they were walking right with their one betrothed Christ. And that's something that I'm really passionate about, is making sure that what we are doing is according to Scripture. And what we are doing is not tying ourselves to and getting unevenly yoked with the world when it comes to doing wicked things. Now, the first story I wanted to talk about specifically has to do with Bishop, quote unquote, T.D. Jakes, and his participation in the recent One World Together at Home event. The global citizens put this thing on, okay? And it involved a ton of celebrities. And I'm going to go through just a couple of them, because I think you should realize, hey, we shouldn't be yoked together with these guys, and that shouldn't be that hard to determine right away. But even besides that, we're also going to talk a little bit about who T.D. Jakes is. I mean, this is somebody that Stephen Furtick has come on stage with a wheelbarrow full of cash to hand him some money. And when the studio, which is just about to have its first shot inside of it today, later today, if you guys are around, hopefully this comes out at 6 a.m., 9 a.m. for those on the East Coast, you guys will get to hear or see, actually, Tony and I in the studio. But when we actually get to air and get to, you know, film inside of there for 5:11 News more on a regular basis, one of the first, if not the first show that I want to do is on Stephen Furtick. That is the most downloaded episode we've ever had on the Good Fight Radio Show. And I know it's a passionate subject. We had one person that wrote us in, and I told Joe that my passion, my desire, the vision that I had, that I believe the Lord put on our hearts when it came to the 5:11 News, when it came to the Good Fight Radio Show, was the fact that we can bring news, teachings, and articles, whatever it is, and bring them captive of being to Christ, expose these things, and hopefully people will get fed not only through these and the podcast shows and everything that we're doing, but also through Blessed Hope Chapel, through them saying, hey, what else does this ministry do? And realizing that we're all a part of a church. We're all a part of a local church body in Simi Valley. Every single person at Good Fight Ministries works together as well in the church body. For example, Tony Palacio, who's producing this show right behind the computers right now, he is the worship leader here at Blessed Hope Chapel. Pastor Joe is the pastor, and I've been directing the youth now for 6 years, 7 years, 8 years, years or so. So we're all involved here at a local body. And I love the teachings here. Obviously, I got saved and then have been discipled through the teachings, the pastoral ministry of Pastor Joe. And I read this awesome comment out on one of the Good Fight radio shows that somebody listened to our Stephen Furtick is Dangerous teaching. And we talked about how he doesn't teach specifically when he's sharing the gospel with, quote unquote, Charlemagne the God. Specifically, he doesn't teach that Jesus is the only way to God. And he says that just about as explicitly as you can in a terrible way. And I've heard him literally just recently teach modalism. So the fact that he teams up with a T.D. Jakes and brings in a wheelbarrow full of money for him, it tells me there's probably birds of a heretical feather flock together. So that's what's taking place. And we're going to talk a little bit about modalism, oneness Pentecostalism, even though he said he was not involved in the UPC movement, and that's fine. But we're going to listen to his, I would say an explanation, but there's something that takes place when someone has a big name. And this is what happened to Rick Warren. And I'll have Tony put up the link of Rick Warren with his snake-like two-edged tongue. The video that we have on our Good Fight website, watching him lie. You can't get around it. He absolutely lied and gave a different answer to a different audience. One was an email to go out to the churches, convincing them to, I'm going to get all off sidetracked. But nonetheless, it was convincing them at the time we had Proposition 8, which was trying to get passed and did pass, saying that marriage is between a man and a woman. And he did send that out to his congregation through an email, but then was on TV saying something else and was caught in the lie. And this is the forked tongue expression. And that's exactly what we see. We see that a lot of times these guys that have bigger followings and these big giant churches, and they have the, not just the 501c3, but they have a board member. A lot of them, some have investors in their church. And guys, this is what happens is you want to try to be palatable for any sort of organization, any sort of teacher, anyone around you, to be able to say, well, he did say that, so we can hold on to that. And you're going to see how it's like nailing jello to the wall when it comes to saying, okay, what do you believe on a subject and will you teach against it? Okay, because I want to talk a little bit about that as we go into this. And I'm totally jumping ahead of what I wanted to talk about, because what I saw was that he was getting involved in something that I do believe is satanic, okay? I do believe when it comes to all of what is going on, okay, whether you're in New York, Texas, California, wherever you are here in the States, or whether you're in another country, most of the country is on somewhat, at the very least, you're limited to your freedoms that you typically will have, okay? I don't know about North Korea, but in some places, but with most of the people that are hearing this right now, you are somewhat limited, or at least your neighbor, somebody is limited to the rights that they typically have in order to quote unquote flatten the curve. Okay. And we're going to be doing a show this upcoming week with Pastor Joe on the Good Fight Radio Show concerning Bill Gates, concerning the Mark of the Beast, concerning what this all means. But in a quick synopsis before we ever get to it, I do believe that this event that we're going through, this pandemic, is conditioning a lot of people to be ready to accept the Antichrist. Now, this isn't the first thing that has been conditioning us. You've been conditioned by this through your music. You've been conditioned by this through your comedians. You've been conditioned by this through the movies that you've had. Please go see Hollywood's War on God. And by the way, just a quick thing. I know we sell it on our website. Someone took it and put it on online. So if you don't have any money, you can watch it on YouTube. Tony probably doesn't like me saying that. But nonetheless, it is true. You guys can go watch it on YouTube. I think it's in like 12 parts or something last time I checked. But nonetheless, go see it. See the conditioning that has been happening to our society. And then just go on Twitter and see what happens when somebody's being arrested for being outside in some area that doesn't have it honestly does not have the issue with COVID-19 that some other areas do, and watch them be arrested and watch the comments, yeah, they got what they deserved. Watch a guy literally out on a paddleboard in the middle of the ocean by himself getting arrested, you know, making sure to come in contact with the police officers for being out in the water. I mean, this stuff is nonsense. And the reaction, not necessarily that's bad enough. Okay, totalitarian stuff is bad enough. But the reaction from people looking at that, seeing that, and cheering it on. This just happened in California. You had Texas is like, hey, we're going to reopen. You know, we're not going to reopen to full capacity. We'll have 25% in, you know, these certain areas. California, there was a couple of different counties. I believe it was Huntington Beach, I want to say, had a lot of people out there. Now, I think that some of that, there's some fudged reporting because some pictures look exactly the same as other pictures that are not related. And they're the exact same picture, actually, on two different counties, two different state beaches, and both people saying, look at all these people. But nonetheless, there's been a ton of this stuff out online. And then I believe it was Huntington Beach, their city council voted that 5-2 that people, they were going to keep the beaches open. Okay. And most of these people are young people. They're not people at risk. I'm not saying all this is great. You should just go out and just say, forget it. And I'm not saying on either side, I don't want to jump to a conclusion on either side that we have to lock everything down, take away all your religious liberty. I think that's, or not just religious liberty, you're just any liberty you have in this country in order to, you know, quote unquote, flatten the curve. And I'm not saying it's really smart to go out, especially in those areas that it's really dangerous, that you should just go out and do whatever you want, okay? But what I saw was really interesting just last night as I was going through some of the comments, because once Texas is kind of reopening, I think that got a lot of people, especially in our area and people I talked to, even parents that I knew were kind of more restrictive than other parents, are like, okay, we gotta actually get back to life at some point. And I think some of them are just having a little bit like, wait, what's going on here? And then you have Huntington Beach, I believe it was Huntington Beach or Newport Beach, one of them. I'm sorry, I'm brain farting on which one it was because I wasn't planning on talking about this. But nonetheless, one of them voted 5-2 of the city council said we're going to keep it open. So what does Gavin Newsom do? Fuhrer Newsom says we are shutting down all beaches, everything. You are not allowed to do it. Doesn't matter what county. Doesn't matter if your county doesn't have a single case of COVID. We're shutting you down. Okay. So this is the kind of stuff that's going on. And while you can have agreements or disagreements with some of those actions, the fact is the blind, just absolute blind servitude of so many people online. They're like, yes, we will do it, Fuhrer Newsom. We will bow down, Fuhrer Newsom. And it's heartbreaking to me to see that. And I made a meme a couple of weeks ago joking about the fact that so many people are calling on their neighbors, out walking dogs, some of the most ridiculous calls, over 1,000 calls in our city, I believe it was, in the first couple weeks. I see people outside, I see people without masks on, and I joked, and it's only so much of a joke, because I, as I said with the meme that I posted, it's funny until it isn't, and that's the fact. It's funny until it isn't, and the meme basically said, I'm looking at all the people that are calling their neighbors out for walking their dogs and going to remember you because you're the one who's going to turn us into the Antichrist for not taking the mark of the beast. Okay. And like I said, it's funny until it isn't, because this is exactly what the Bible says. And it says it about your mother and your brother, your sister. These people are going to betray each other. Okay. So you got to watch out for that. It's just one of those things that we have to think about. And nonetheless, the most important thing is that God's got our back. The most important thing is that he is the one who has our back. He is not taken off guard. He wasn't surprised by COVID-19, okay? He's not surprised by anything. He knows exactly what's going on, and he knows exactly what's going on when somebody like T.D. Jakes, who claims to be a believer, comes out not only in support, doesn't just retweet, hey, this would be a cool event, but actually says this, quote, on his Twitter feed, it's an honor to contribute to the faith segment of Global Citizens One World, quote, hashtag together at home. We're joining forces with the World Health Organization. Do not get me started on those guys. But anyways, to support healthcare workers on the front lines of the COVID-19 crisis. Find out how you can tune in to the Global Citizen event. And guys, just some of the people, I'm going to go through this because I want to get into some of his modalism. Some of the people involved, Lady Gaga. Yeah, Lady Gaga, the one who sings songs about, you know, she wants to be with Judas. Okay, that's the one her heart is to. Judas is the demon she clings to, is one of the things she sings in her song. Or you could have Billie Eilish as well that was involved in this event. And we did an entire show on Billie Eilish and some of the satanic imagery that she pulls from. Just heartbreaking for these young girls that are wrapped up in what she's doing. And also her. I mean, it's heartbreaking to me, the satanic stuff that gets involved. Hozier, if you remember that band, the blasphemous song mocking Christians. They had a song called Take Me to Church, which was absolutely blasphemous. Blasphemous. Then you have Adam Lambert. Adam Lambert is a practicing homosexual. A practicing homosexual who took on the reins of the lead singer Freddie Mercury from Queen to be part of that, broken up band. And he also, wears shirts with Aleister Crowley on the front of them. Or Ellie Goulding, not Eli, I'm sorry. Ellie Goulding, who literally says on stage that she gets, quote, possessed by Satan. Possessed by Satan. These are the guys that he teamed up with. So excited to team up with. Yeah, as long as we're doing these works so that to help the frontline workers, I can team up with Satan himself and everything's fine, because then we can just give more money. And we can give more money to these frontline workers by shaking hands with the devil himself and sitting at his table. Guys, even if I believed that T.D. Jakes was an Orthodox teacher, this is disgusting. Okay? To claim Christ and then say, I'm going to take part in this event, unless he jumped on there to rebuke the disgusting display that was going to have happen, okay? Unless he was doing that, absolutely disgusting. And I believe the context of Ephesians 5, and yes, this show is named 511 News for Ephesians 5:11, to expose the works of darkness. And one of the things he says right after that it's a shame that you even have to mention it. Okay, it's a shame, and I do believe that it's a shame to talk about these things, to talk about the wickedness without exposing them for what they are. I believe that's truly what the context is, especially because right after that, in Ephesians chapter 5, it tells them to arise and shine, that the light that is put on these things and needs to be put on these things, and then guess what? Arise and shine with Christ in their hearts. That's what you want. You expose the wickedness for what it is, and you shine the light of Christ and point out, guess what? God is good. This is wicked. And the fact that anyone would team up with this and say, well, we're doing it for the money to bring it to these people in the frontline health workers, I think that's atrocious. It's such a bad example. It is literally sitting at the table of demons. That's what it's described as in Scripture. You cannot sit at the table of the Lord's and the table of Satan's at the same time. You have to make a choice. This is the yoking of and being in bondage with Satan himself, okay? I'm sorry, TD, you got a ton of money, dude. Like, you could have gave money without getting on there, all right? Let's be honest with one another. And it's heartbreaking to me. This is really sad that we have nobody calling this out, that this is just, it just should be normal. This is normative behavior. T.D. Jakes, who was on the White House front lawn hugging it out with Rick Warren, Like I said, Stephen Furtick, he has so many ties to so many people. And in fact, a number of years ago, he was on what now, in retrospect, to think about these three together is kind of really interesting. I have no idea. I'll name the three, but the first one I'll name is Mark Driscoll was involved in this. And they would have different teachers on there that they disagreed with. And Mark Driscoll, would kind of help, lead the ship there. And Mark Driscoll, I have no idea where he's at now. He kind of seems a little wild to me, but nonetheless, he had such a catastrophic fall from his position at Mars Hill. He was the pastor at Mars Hill. He was, in the Acts 29 network. He was like this hipster version of Calvinistic Christianity. And he was really, popular for, screaming at the screen for people beating wives. And he was kind of an extravagant teacher. And then he was caught, making fake aliases and cussing people out online. He was caught also, he used tithe offering money from his church to buy enough copies of his book to make his book a bestseller. He was then exposed for, in an elders meeting, apparently telling somebody they were too fat to ever be the face of a church. These are kind of the things that took place. And sadly, a lot of this stuff was going on behind the scenes and people knew about it. But after he came out against John MacArthur, showed up to his event to pass out his book, At the Strange Fire Conference, I think within like very quickly, Mark Driscoll was kind of stomped out, lost, was kicked out of the Acts 29 network, left the, was kicked out of his pastoral ministry at Mars Hill there in Seattle. Not the Mars Hill from Rob Bell. It's his own little Mars Hill. Definitely not the Mars Hill that that Paul went to. And the last person to teach a sermon, what did I say? Birds of a feather, Tony. Birds of a feather, Tony. Last person to ever preach at Mars Hill while he was pastor, Rick Warren. But anyways, who's the next guy at the table? James McDonald. I have an entire show, so I don't want to go into this. Tony gave me the 10-minute mark like a minute and a half ago, so I don't want to go into this. James McDonald, I mean, it's been said that he lost his pastoral ministry as well. It's been said that he actually tried to put a hit on people. He was doing some pretty disgusting things himself. And like I said, we did a whole episode on him, so I'm not going to go deep. And sadly, the only person in this round table in the elephant room, the only person who still has his pastoral ministry, even though I don't believe in his ministry, is T.D. Jakes. And so what they're going through is because a lot of people are like, dude, T.D. Jakes is a modalist, okay? This guy is a oneness Pentecostal. This is a heresy that has, and I'm not saying he's one Pentecostal. He denies that in the video here. But I'm not saying, he 100%, okay, he preaches the prosperity gospel. Okay, he that's already false from the get go. But then when you have a difference in who the Godhead is, okay, and what the Godhead looks like, okay, and then you think that Jesus is schizophrenic, I think that's a big problem. Okay, it's a huge problem. Okay, and I don't want to whitewash that. I don't want it to just something that we pass by, and that the fact that his viewpoint of Jesus and who he is, who the Father is, who the Holy Spirit is, he's going to whitewash it here. He is going to make it like it's not a big deal. And that is not what I would like. And so, Tony, why don't we pull up that first clip?
By oneness, meaning, for those who don't know all the theological terms. Well,
that's Driscoll,
well,
by the way.
It would be like, how do I explain it? It would be like, it was not a UPC church, in spite of the blogs out there. It was not a UPC church, but somewhat similar.
So like and Jesus-only modalism?
Jesus-only modalism, which is still a theological term. That's why I didn't use it's still a theological term. But Christians believe in Jesus Christ, believe he died, rose from the dead, coming back again, all the same things that you do. Pentecostal Christians by structure. But then how they describe and explain the Godhead in a traditional oneness sense, it's very, very different from how traditional Trinitarians describe the gospel.
Okay, so just from the start, do you see how he's going to go to, well, here are some similarities that we have, but the fact of who God is, okay? Now, I would say this, when you go to Islam sites, okay, and I have an Islamic track that I have from some guys I witnessed to, and on it, it has all the similarities of Jesus in the Bible and Isa in the Quran, and to them, it's the same person, right? Peace be upon him, as they would say after saying his name, that he was merely a Rasul, a prophet, and they will show you all the similarities. He's going to come back. He's going to judge the world. He did miracles. He was born of a virgin, and so they believe all these things just like we do. Oh, the only difference is he just isn't God. Oh, that's the only difference. Okay, yeah, he also didn't die on the cross, which therefore he can't resurrect. There's a number of problems with that. But nonetheless, this is absolutely key, guys. And your earnestness to be right, that has nothing to do with whether or not you are. Okay. Now, I think one of the most important things is that I do believe in the Holy Spirit, and I believe, as what Jesus says, that he will leave so the Holy Spirit would come. Not that he would go into some weird, metaphysical closet and change into the Holy Spirit and come back to earth as the Holy Spirit and not be Jesus anymore. And, sometimes when he's talking to himself as the Father, he's, this weird, weird dynamic that they have to come to believe. But I think about in the book of Job, it says this, and remember, Job's friends, the miserable counselors, all the terrible advice they gave throughout, many times when you look at it, will look like orthodox, but it wasn't. It was not the right God. It wasn't the right character of God, and it wasn't right for who he is. And this is what it says in Job 42:7. It came about after the Lord had spoken these words to Job, that the Lord said to Eliphaz, the Temanite, my wrath is kindled against you and against your two friends, because you have not spoken of me what is right as my servant Job has. We need to have the things about God right, and to whitewash them and think it's no big deal when you are saying that there's no separation in terms of who the Father and the Son is, when guess what? 1 John 2 says that is Antichrist. If you do not have the Father and the Son, okay, that is Antichrist. If you only have one of them, that is Antichrist, okay? That is a warning to you. If you believe this, it is Antichrist to believe something like this. Go read 1 John, it's very clear. And then I want you to see him waffling and using a political method right here at the end of his answer when they're asked for clarity.
But before we even get into, and I think what you're leading us into is wise and helpful, and it reflects why we're here. How we relate to people who differ is on subject. But before I even go to that, I'd love to give you an opportunity to just, like, there were some particular scriptures that began to inform you. You began to move and develop in what you personally believed. I'd like to just hear you articulate that.
My struggle, as I was ordained and consecrated in the Oneness Church, was in several passages, sometimes the doctrine fits, sometimes it doesn't. And when the doctrine becomes a primary thing, you force it into fitting places where it doesn't fit. I really, at this point in my life, don't want to force my theology to fit within my denomination. I'm open to hear whatever God is saying.
You're open to hearing whatever God is saying. I am sorry, but if you consider yourself a pastor, you do not meet the requirements. Titus 1, 5 through 9 gives the requirement of pastors and says this: they hold fast to the faithful word, which is in accordance with the teaching, so that they will be able to both exhort in sound doctrine and refute those who contradict it. If you are trying to be a pastor and you haven't figured out if God is triune, okay? If you haven't figured out who God is through his word, then guess what? You're not a pastor. Step down now. Get nowhere near it. Okay? If you can't explain one of the most important things, okay? And I believe this, after going through, I went through the Gospel of Mark with our Bible study, okay? And I believe if you ask me the message of Mark, I believe from the first chapter all the way to the end that guess what? Jesus is Yahweh. And it's the most clear thing when you're understanding it from a Jewish perspective of having this written to you, okay? Understanding the prophecies, making the way for Yahweh. It's really, really important. So if you can't get that right, you don't get to start. You never get to start the race, okay? You haven't started the race if you don't know who God is, okay? And if you think that Jesus is some sort of schizophrenic, puts on different masks, goes into rooms, and comes back as the Father, Son, or Holy Spirit, you're totally wrong. You're totally off. That's totally ridiculous. And I want to get to this real quick because I'm only going to be able to touch on it for a second. I don't know if you guys have heard of Kyle J. Howard. He calls himself like a crisis trauma counselor. He calls himself a theologian. Southern Baptist Seminary. And yet, typically, I got to be honest with you, a lot of the stuff he does is just involved in race baiting and things like that, getting involved in a lot of nonsense. I believe that he probably holds to critical race theory, which if you guys know anything about that, I do believe it's satanic. It's an infiltration into the church to make the oppressed and the oppressor. And I think it's totally antithetical to the gospel, but that's for a whole another episode. But now he's gone further into saying that you can be pro-choice. You can be pro-baby murder. That's what it is. Let's not get around it. Let's not tip-tap around it. Okay. You can be pro-baby murder and a Christian. He said, quote, to be pro-choice is to be pro the choice of abortion. But even then, it is not to be pro-abortion. To claim to a pro-choice person is also pro-abortion is to only be dishonest, not only to be dishonest, but slanderous. Okay. Could you imagine, Kyle, if I said this, to be pro-slavery is to be pro the choice of slavery, but even then it is not to be pro-slavery. To claim a pro-slavery person is also pro-slavery is to not only be dishonest, but slanderous. Do you think that he would actually agree with that? That somebody says, well, I want as few as possible. I want as few slaves as possible, but I don't want to take away the right from the women to be able to do that. I'm sorry. That is wrong. I would not quote George Whitefield because he is pro-slavery. I'm just going to let you know that. I will never quote George Whitefield from here because he's pro-slavery. And guess what? I would never tell someone, unless they were completely blinded, didn't understand, and were in the darkness, okay, and would actually listen to truth, I would never be like, yes, this pro-choice advocate is my brother or sister in Christ. I would not lie to them and think that they could vote in a way, or they can act in a way that sucking babies' heads out with a vacuum, cutting their heads off, poisoning them, and lighting them on fire is somehow biblical. This is Chad Davidson, and this is the 511 News.
The 511 News with Chad Davidson has been brought to you by Good Fight Ministries, bringing you news and commentary from a Christian perspective. This show can be heard every Friday wherever podcast shows are available, or visit 511news.org. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to being with you next week on the 511 News.